Queries on Death, the Infinite and Irrational Numbers by John Stammers. Read by John Stammers. For Suzanne. Street scene with balloon. I walked down my childhood street. I saw my enemy. It made me think of rotted daffodils. She turned a smile and blew me a kiss. I smiled in return and laughed towards her. There were unknown people with dogs that ran there. The trees began an odd dance in the loose spring air, and the pale blossom played in the daylight like children on a picnic where cakes and jelly are expected. Once, when I was a small child at play in that street, a man who had the features of my father approached me. He said he was my older self inside his own memory of the day. He met a tall man in the street who resembled my father. As I drew near my enemy, a yellow party balloon grew outwards from my upper body, large and larger. The street I walked down, my street, the thin screech of a fingernail on the taut skin of a balloon. She became further away, I, again as she approached, further. I did not know who I could be, scream, who she was, nothing, no one. I reached my enemy, we embraced. I saw a small boy playing. The day burst. Funeral 2. Your collected works are all here, together in the one volume. The Queen of Cups, the extrovert in his hiding, the boy left to make sense of sense. The cold rectangle of the chapel is the sarcophagus of our loss. The catafalque supports our northern sky. 4 years have passed, 4 years, since the final periodicity of your line, the permanent flowering of your bonny new status. You are a charm, my dear Roderick, but charm is a meagre lustre, wiped away with a wave of the damned. Thursday, 20th of February. The blue fervour of 11 o'clock occasions a vague thoughtfulness, the unclouded daylight the more so. Whereas last evening was so sharply awake in sexual concentration, the ego is a bodily ego, which is to say, the body has purposes, the body knows not of. So much and so little of an hour passes notice, or, more precisely, may come to be noticed within another different hour. Just as the hour we spent in recombination too long in the not being is available now in this present now. Your pupils fathom this swell, their oceanic pool. It serves to bring back again, now again, over again, that which may be missed, but nonetheless regained in the review. In the same way that a morning of sky blue cold is held in light of an absolute intelligence, unconcerned and implacable. Call it what you will. The Beach, for J and F. Your childhoods will soon be closed, like the ice cream kiosk of our heart-quick summers, and everything now will be then. I see you there on the beach at Studland on our last day, as the sun blazes its azimuth across the clifftops to its finale. My arms reach with the want to draw you back there. Both knelt at your newly dug abyss, which the tide will soon fill up, and my two men gaze downwards into the blank unknown of what there is to follow, what is to be found out. Your faces are light with a new idea, that you can dig far enough to prevent it, to stop what cannot be postponed. The Real Names of Things. The real names of things are hidden from us. The dragonfly is green daylight through a rippled pane, or filaments of green gold from a lame dress,